10.
And you got the clothing. Did Del Vecchio help you get the clothing?
No, a bunch of us. There was all Mediterraneans there. Well, some from former Yugoslavia, today's Slovenia.
Yes,
they were on the Italian border.
Across the sea.
Yeah, they were speaking Italian and Slavic, the Slovenian. Portuguese, Spanish, Mediterranean.
Yes.
That culture was too much for us. Yeah. A bunch of us, and a foreman again. Welch had a foreman of his own, for the work.
Yes.
But for the, what would you call him? You know, for CN, to get a dispatch for the trains, he was from CN. He was an employee from CN.
Sure.
And Mike, his last name was Chaika. I don't spell it, but he was a good guy, and he was taking the train orders, and he said his son was in Winnipeg there.
Sure.
So one Saturday night, we jumped on the passenger train. Almost a half, was almost 40 people there,
Wow.
But 35 of us guaranteed. We went to Winnipeg there, and we did the shopping.
Yeah.
And my father said, buy these boots and buy this park and buy, gloves with the liner. Heavy, take socks there, for...
Yes.
Anyway, but still, in those days, it's not like now that you can buy a boots for 80 below zero, 70 below zero.
Yeah.
And you got all this Gore-Tex...
Yes. It's textiles and
stuff. And it's super,
Yeah.
But in those days, even if you want to spend the money,
yeah.
you only can spend so much on a pair of
wool. Wool helps a bit, but not enough.
Oh, yeah. Long johns and all that.
Yeah.
But he was cold.